that definitely playing the Senior Bowl allowed me to knock out some of these interviews and some of the psych tests and everything. And then, you know, a lot of these guys here were at the Senior Bowl. So, you know, just, you know, meeting people and everything, it's just been a great experience. Toughest individual matchup. You know, I think Montrevious Adams is a good player. Played him against Auburn and at the Senior Bowl. I think Caleb Brantley from Florida is a real good player too. And Jonathan Allen, of course, real good player. It's a job interview, so you know, you just got to take it, you know, one thing at a time, and you know, have fun with it. That's how I see it.
Well, it depends on where I'm playing. If I'm playing guard or tackle, but main thing is just going to be technique. No matter where I play, you can always get better at technique. You can always get better at finishing the, you know, finishing the play. So I'm just excited to see which O-line coach I end up with. No, size doesn't really affect me too much. I played right guard and left guard at the Senior Bowl. I think I even played right tackle and left tackle. Size aren't too much of a difference. It's going from guard to tackle. It just happens so much faster inside tackle. You know, you have 3 or 4 seconds before you even touch the guy in guard. It's split second after the ball snap and he's there.
You know, I'm really intellectual and knowledgeable offensive lineman. I know a lot about defensive schemes. I know our playbook. You know, I haven't got a chance to sit down much with the NFL playbook, but I know our playbook inside and out. And just being able to not only know my assignment, but I know all five positions and what they're doing, and the versatility part of it, being able to play left guard, right guard, or center, and even playing right tackle back earlier in my career. It was more a sense of pride. You know, I had a lot to live up to. Matt has done a phenomenal job representing our family name, and just being proud to be an Asiata and to go out and take pride in that name, and not only, you know, to represent that name well, to make a name for myself as well. So he just told me what it means to be an Asiata, to go out, go to work, and you know, all this other stuff that, you know, the cameras and all the pictures and all that other stuff doesn't matter. What matters is how hard you work and you earn this. You know, just told me to go out, work hard, and represent the family name.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been texting him a whole lot. So took a lot away from Jason Spriggs. You know, him being here, he's giving me tips and tricks just to kind of stay positive through this whole process and just, you know, keep consistent and just be who you are. You know, I got here for a reason with a lot of help from coaches and teammates and family. Going to the Senior Bowl definitely prepared me for this week. It's kind of almost the same stuff, but just a little more intense now. You know, we got more meetings, more meetings with teams, coaches, and position coaches and stuff like that. So being able to go to the Senior Bowl and kind of get a taste of it before it actually happened, I think that was definitely a big advantage.
I can play every position on the offensive line. Mainly played left tackle in college. I've also played left guard. And this past year, you see me a lot on balance formations playing right tackle, right tight end position as well. So I've shown I can play both sides of the ball, both positions, and then I can also snap. So for me, I think I can play all five positions. I think it's just a huge quality that I have. When you look at a team, you only have 53 guys on the team, and then one guy can play five positions, back up all five positions. I mean, that's incredible value. So I believe I bring a lot to the table for every team. You know, I think I'm always trying to perfect my game. So everything I'm doing, I'm always evaluating and trying to perfect the little details. So I'm a big detail guy. So, you know, maybe one day it's, you know, my hand placement, let's just say. So I'm going to go into practice, work on the hands, go back, review it. And maybe that day my hand placement was really good, but then my foot forward maybe got a little sloppier than I wanted. So the next day. So I'm always working on the little details. I really take accountable to myself and hold myself to that that level, that always trying to achieve greatness. So for me, it's always working on the little things, and I think that's what's going to take me far away.
You know, obviously I'm going to play the position that the coaches want me to play that's going to help the team out the most. And I've really heard everything from tackle, guard, to center. So it's been interesting. I think the Big Ten, you got a lot of big players in there. And, you know, at Wisconsin we run the ball a lot. We pride ourselves on running the ball. And, you know, just nose to the grindstone kind of football. You know, it cuts in a little bit on the lower body. Obviously, you know, I can't do any agility drills or heavy squats or anything like that. But I'm still training, you know, upper body fully. And then, you know, getting some cardio. I can do cardio. So it's a good process.